Welcome back, guys. Back to the Eclectic Corner Podcast.
Yes.
With Chauncey and Ray. Tonight is a night full of milk and shakes.
Yes, thought we would shake things up a bit tonight.
Right? dad jokes?
Yes.
You going to start them off with some dad jokes here?
Yes. I'll go ahead and start mine off because you have better ones than I do. And this is the one I can remember. So what do you call a cow in an earthquake?
Milkshake.
A milkshake.
You can add also, what do you call a cow in a tornado? A milkshake.
Yeah.
Something like a blender. Yeah. Cow in a blender. Beef in a blender.
I don't think you want beef in a blender. Well, maybe, I don't know.
No, I don't want beef in a blender.
No, for like ground beef or whatever.
Yeah, I guess. Making
some tacos or something.
I guess.
Maybe you'd make a taco milkshake.
What do you call a mythical milkshake?
You actually said it before the podcast, and I don't even remember now.
You lost it already.
Yeah.
Legendary.
That's right. Yes. Legend. Wait for it.
Dairy. What is it called when you stab a milkshake?
I do remember this one. Shakespeare.
guys. Well, that was a little corny dad jokes here. But tonight's episode, like we both said in the beginning, is consistent on milkshakes tonight. Yes. But just to inform you guys can now find us on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Amazon, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Podchaser, and Boomplay.
Yes, we are.
We're everywhere. Growing. We're expanding.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're getting there. We've actually reached a point where we have too much audio recorded to completely host all of it on Podbean. So we can have about 4 episodes up on there at a time, so we're keeping the 4 most recent up.
Okay.
So if you want to go back before that and listen to some of the earlier stuff, all of that is on YouTube.
Yes.
So if you want to find the old stuff, it's definitely on YouTube, so check us out there. And maybe leave us some comments on there. Let us know what you'd like to see later in the podcast, maybe some other ideas that you have. Yeah, any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and then you can also check us out on Instagram and Facebook at The Eclectic Corner Podcast. You can also send us messages there and just send us ideas and just give us like any review there as well.
Yes. Or, as always, you can email us at theeclecticcornerpodcast@gmail.com.
That is right. So now, Chauncey, on to our favorite milkshakes, our top milkshake flavor.
Yes.
Let's start. Do you want to do maybe like a top 5 for each of us?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine by me. I know 100% what my number one is, no doubt.
What is it?
It is the Andes Mint Milkshake from Arby's.
I never had that.
It's hard to get. It's seasonal.
Never even heard of it.
Yeah, no, it's a seasonal shake. They're supposed to bring it out around Christmas time every year. But yeah, this past year, I couldn't get it. I went, they had the posters up. I was like, I'll take one of those. And they're like, we don't have it.
Okay, so that's like your top number one?
Yeah, that's my number one. Like, if I could drink one of those every day, I'd be super fat, but I'd be happy.
I'm playing Jane Bourne with my best one, my favorite one. That's chocolate.
Okay, chocolate.
It could be regular chocolate, it could be milk chocolate, it could be dark chocolate, it could be chocolate. As long as it has chocolate in there with a little bit of caramel maybe or some sea salt in there as well. As long as it's mainly chocolate. That's the number one favorite one.
Is there like a specific like restaurant that you like it from?
Whew.
Because like not everyone does chocolate right.
That's true. You're absolutely right. So if I could pick one, it would have to be, you know what? I know earlier prior to the podcast going live, I was talking smack about fast food restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But Burger King's chocolate shake, I love it.
Yes.
I love it, man. Yes.
You and my mom, and before I discovered the Andes Mint shake, myself as well.
I don't know what it is about Burger King.
All in the same boat. Their chocolate shake is so good.
I don't know what it is.
But again, it's one of those like, it's hard to get kind of shakes. Because if you go too close to closing time, their shake machine is broken. which really means that they cleaned it early and they don't want to get it dirty again.
Isn't it almost similar like to what we get with the McDonald's at?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want a McFlurry. Oh, machine is down. Sorry, can't get it.
The machine is down, which means either they already cleaned it or they just didn't even set it up for the day.
Yes, I agree. What's your number two?
My number two is actually the chocolate shake from Burger King. I mean, it's nothing. It doesn't seem like it'd be fancy or anything, but it is so good.
It is. I don't know. To me, it's like, I know it's not real chocolate.
Right. It's, but like,
not even real milk, I think.
Yeah.
But it's just so good.
Like, the consistency is perfect.
Yes.
And like, the flavor, it's so good. And it's funny because like, they're just taking the vanilla and putting chocolate syrup in it.
Yes, I thought it.
Like we've all gotten a half blended one. We know that's what they're doing.
That's what they're doing to it.
But it's amazing.
Let's see here. My number two would have to be cookies and cream.
Mm.
Cookies and cream.
Yeah.
And that one there, I actually love getting it from Steak and Shake.
Okay. I haven't had a Steak and Shake for a long time.
I haven't gone in a long time. That was my favorite place to get it from.
Yeah, I don't. I can only think of one Steak and Shake anywhere near here.
There's, I mean, right here, there's one in Colonial.
Colonial?
I mean, not Colonial. I'm sorry. I'm Cortez. I'm sorry. Okay. Wow.
I was like, God, where's Colonial? So I don't know about
Colonial. I think about Fort Myers. Okay. We're in Bradenton. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the one I can think of is on Cortez. That's the only one I know.
Yeah,
that's
the only one, yeah.
That was actually a place that I would hit up after Weight Watchers meetings.
You can't cheat the system, man.
Well, no. You'd stay in your points.
Okay.
But, like, you weighed in, so it's not going to show up on the scale next week. So it's, like, the best day to like, use
to your... cheat right now, I guess, because I'm going to use the points.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But I think that I've made the best cookies and cream ice cream at home.
Really?
Yeah. Just regular Oreos.
Okay.
Crunch them up, you know, smash them down, get a regular vanilla ice cream, or get like some French vanilla ice cream. Ooh, I love French vanilla.
Mm.
Get some milk. And if you're lactose intolerant, like my wife, you know, get some lactose-free milk, put it in there.
Okay.
Shake it up, you know, put it in the blender. It's really good as well.
Yeah.
I also throw some ice in there as well.
Okay.
A little bit of ice.
That makes sense. You gotta be careful with those dairy-free milks, though. Some of them can, like, upset your stomach almost as much as regular
milk. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So, we usually go with coconut milk, my wife and I.
Huh. Okay.
That's pretty good. Especially in, like, sweet stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's also sweet by nature, so.
Okay. Like, you guys ever try the almond milk?
Yeah, I've had almond milks. I usually overindulge, so they tend to hurt me.
Is it real milk, or is it... Do you squeeze and pinch almonds to get milk out of the almond?
Actually, it's funny. We watched a YouTuber make homemade almond milk. So they like kind of grind up the nuts, mm-hmm. and you like soak them in water.
Okay.
And kind of like...
Like fermenting maybe almost?
It's not cheesecloth, but like it's like a filter cloth.
Okay.
And it kind of like strains out the nut pieces, but like leaves all the...
How long the milk do you leave it there for?
It's a while. A few hours, I think.
Oh. Okay. Oh, interesting. Yeah,
so that's the process.
All right.
God give us a lot of animals to get milk from, and so we make milk from nuts.
Right. What's your third shake?
So, funny enough, it is a cookies and cream shake.
Oh, okay. You see, like, you like taking mine. I guess I'm going to end up with your number one as my number five, I guess, going backwards.
Maybe. But specifically from Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A has amazing milkshakes, and the cookies and cream is probably the best one that they do. If you don't like peach, which I'm not a huge fan of peach, but I've heard...
Neither am I.
So. I've heard if you, like, love peaches, when they do the peach shake, that's, like, the thing.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Yeah. I need to try it then from... See, like, I get caught up kind of... I love Chick-fil-A, but I can't kind of bother when it comes down to the milkshakes. Because I want an extra large cup.
Yeah.
But don't give me big cups. They give me small regular cups.
That's just the regular cups.
I'm going to order this from here.
Well, no. They'd probably give you a large cup for free, and you could just order two shakes and pour them in there.
Yeah, you're right.
If you really wanted to.
You're right. That's true. I didn't think about that. For my number three, has to be a banana milkshake.
Ooh.
But it has to be real bananas. I don't do imitation stuff. So my dad used to get vanilla ice cream, mm-hmm. ice, milk, get a whole banana for just one large cup.
Right.
And, you know, shake it up in a blender.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. That was amazing.
All right. So there's some nostalgia yes. attached to that. Yes. That's fair. That's fair.
Yes.
I can promise you my number four is not going to be a banana milkshake.
But that was me. Yeah. You know, my dad just killed it when it came down to banana milkshakes. And that's like my highly third favorite. You know, I haven't had one in a long time. I think like maybe doing it one this weekend.
Mm.
Buying me some vanilla ice cream, you know.
And banana.
And bananas.
Okay.
So, yeah. That's my number three.
Is there like a particular ripeness of banana that works best for it?
I like them almost like squishable. Like I like them sweet.
Okay.
Sweet.
So like
me personally.
So like almost black.
Yeah.
Man, like like the banana from Paul Blart 2 that the guy's eating.
Yeah. I just like them really sweet. And that's the worst part because, well, the worst time to eat a banana, you know, when it's really like that sweet because it's a lot of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I don't know.
Okay. So like banana bread bananas.
Yeah.
As I understand it, you're supposed to do the really, really ripe bananas. Like they're almost rotten.
Yes.
For banana bread. So.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
If you're not using those for your banana bread, you're doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong. Now, did you know? Fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
If you could eat over, I think it's 200 pounds of banana a day, which that's impossible.
That's a lot of bananas.
You could have enough potassium in your body to be almost radioactive.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's crazy stuff. But I watched this documentary a long time ago. And I'm like, because I used to eat bananas daily, at least two or three a day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh my gosh, am I radioactive? But no, that wasn't enough.
That's funny. 200 pounds of bananas.
That's nuts a day. That's crazy.
I don't think even gorillas are pulling that off.
No, yeah, nobody pulling that off. What's your number four, Chance?
All right, my number four, this might be a little controversial for some people, but it is a peanut butter milkshake.
Ooh.
From Sonic.
Just peanut butter?
Yeah.
No chocolate in there, no nothing. It's mm-hmm. just peanut butter.
Just their peanut butter milkshake.
Huh, okay.
Sonic has surprisingly good milkshakes.
I've always done their Route 44 big old juices and like slushy and stuff like that.
See, I haven't had any of those.
But no milkshakes.
Yeah, the milkshakes are really good. Be prepared to wait, though. They take a long time to make really anything.
Yes, anything. Yeah. Period. Anything.
It's kind of like... kind of like Steak and Shake in that regard.
Yes.
Especially if you're in the drive-thru, man, you are going to wait.
Yes, you are. Like, I don't understand, like, why can't people model Chick-fil-A? What's the difficulty in that?
Actually, this brings up a good point. Everyone that is listening that either owns a drive-thru restaurant or knows someone that owns a drive-thru restaurant, why are there not menu boards before you get to the speaker? Like, still have them by the speaker in case you haven't decided yet. But have them before you get to the speaker. So when you pull up to the speaker, hopefully, you already know what you want. It will speed up your line.
Yes, it will. Did you know that Chick-fil-A is also releasing now a mobile order line? So basically, if you order it online, you go to mobile online and you're ready to go. You're done.
I had actually heard about that. So there's one restaurant, I think Alyssa's sister
mm-hmm.
has been to it, where they're already like testing it. And I guess maybe it's just because of the way it's like pre-set up, but they're sort of mixing those people in with the regular drive-through line. So they'll take one regular drive-through and then one mobile order. And to me, I don't know, it doesn't seem like that would speed much up at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I know the one on Manatee here, we're supposed to get started, I think, next week or end of this month.
Mm-hmm.
So because I got the Chick-fil-A email because I'm a big Chick-fil-A fan.
Yeah.
So they sent me all these newsletter stuff, and they sent me an email this morning saying that they're going to try out the mobile drive-through line. So hopefully that's quick enough, that's faster.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, Chick-fil-A is already fast, so I can't complain. Like, right. How much faster do you want it to be? Like,
I know. Chick-fil-A is already pretty streamlined. But if Chick-fil-A owners out there, if you are listening, and you do the mobile drive-through thing, like, have a dedicated person to run those orders out.
Yeah.
So that they don't have to wait on any of the normal drive-through things. So that's the only way it seems to make sense in my head.
Yeah.
But what do I know? I'm just a podcaster.
Hey, So that was your number four?
That was my number four.
Yeah. Peanut butter milkshake from Sonic's.
Yeah.
Mine would have to be is a papaya milkshake.
Papaya milkshake?
It's a papaya, it's a fruit.
Where are you getting this?
Okay. So, remember, I'm Cuban.
Okay.
I down in Miami. I was born and raised in Miami. And in Miami, there's a place called El Palacio de los Jugos. It's the Juice Palace. That's what it's called. The Juice Palace.
Okay.
And they have juices. They have shakes. And they have Caribbean shakes, which is mostly like, you know, fruits. Like mangoes or oranges or bananas, papayas, things like that. You know, dragon fruit and stuff like that. So they'll make all of that. But papaya, oh my gosh. It's one of the best milkshakes you could ever have.
Hmm.
So if you're part of Paso de los Jugos, the Juice Palace, and you listen to our podcast, when I go down to Miami, please have some ready for me for free. And I'll keep sponsoring you guys. I mean, announcing you guys in our podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, so papaya milkshakes are great.
Yes. I can honestly say I've never had a papaya milkshake.
Hmm.
And as with the banana milkshake, it is definitely not going to be my number five because I've never tried it. So.
All right, so what's your number five?
Number five is actually a local place here. It's a cookie dough milkshake from American Honey.
I like American Honey.
Yeah, it's this little coffee shop here in Palmetto. They do a lot of more like organic, natural stuff, but I always go for the milkshakes. So that's what I usually get.
They do ice cream there too, milkshake. They do small little also like hand food is over there too.
Yeah, they got donuts that they bring in from Der Dutchman, I think it is. Yeah, really good stuff. They do the milkshakes, obviously. They have it's a coffee shop / ice cream place, so they obviously have ice cream, which is what they make the milkshakes out of, and different kinds of coffee. Also, I believe they were going to be doing sandwiches at some point, so yes. I don't know if they started doing that or if they're still doing that. And then interesting news for them, they actually just sold to some new owners.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, they made an announcement on some of their pages. I guess some friends of theirs bought it, and at least one of the sisters is moving somewhere. So.
All right. I mean, that's good. At least they're growing. At least hopefully they tend to make more small little American Honeys near elsewhere in town. So.
I'm sure. Yeah, they started as a truck, and now they have a service location. I'd love to see them actually do both.
Like a...
Have like the location, but then they do the truck for events and stuff.
Yeah, they get to place. Yeah, mm-hmm. That'd be nice. You know what? Since I'm an event coordinator with my wife for my apartment complex, we should probably... If they could do that,
yeah,
that'd be great.
Right.
Exactly. You know? So American Honey, if you're listening to us here, we'll be reaching out to you guys to see if you guys can bring your truck to our locations to have an event. That'd be awesome. Especially a summer event. You know, so when it's really hot, you have some like milkshakes. Ooh, nice.
Yeah, some iced coffee, some milkshakes.
Yes.
Yeah, and they are church affiliated, so they might be open to it.
That's awesome, too.
Yeah. The sisters all went to Bayside, I think it was.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Big church here in the Bradenton Palmetto area. And I say this to my wife all the time. You can't swing a dead cat without hitting a Bayside church.
That's that's true.
They are everywhere.
They're everywhere. near you. Stalking you.
Well, I don't know about stalking.
Yeah, I don't know about stalking. I'm not being, you know. my number five. It's between a Neapolitan shake.
Okay.
And I would have to say a caramel milkshake.
Mm, I could be on board with a caramel milkshake. Neapolitan, I'm not as familiar with.
Yeah. That's something that...
That's like vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry together?
Okay. Yeah. See, I can't do strawberry alone.
No,
So I got to do it mixed up with the chocolate and vanilla.
I'm actually not a huge fan of like fruit flavors and cream flavors together.
You know?
Huh. No.
Huh.
So like I don't really do the strawberry milkshakes or any of the peach milkshakes or any of that kind of stuff.
So can remember the push pops or the push ups, whatever? The creamsicle flavor, the orange.
Yeah.
Did you like those?
I mean, when I was a kid, I was okay with them.
Okay.
Like I don't abhor them.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know, it's not my favorite.
Okay.
And mostly I did those to like make the Flintstones cars.
Oh, look at what just came to my mind. going back to our last podcast. Mm. You know where I'm going with this, right?
The 90s.
Choco Taco milkshake. Can you imagine that?
That would actually be really good.
But let's leave that for the next segment right now, coming up. But I just thought about that right now, but okay.
Speaking of which, Taco Bell is sadly lacking in the milkshake department.
Yes.
Like, they don't have anything ice cream or anything nothing right now.
All. Yeah, nothing so at all.
The Choco Taco is a good step forward for them, but, like, step it up, Taco Bell.
Yeah. So, your top five were, number one was what again?
The Andes Mint Andes, milkshake right. from Arby's, when you can get it, followed by the chocolate Burger King milkshake. Mm-hmm.
Then you copy me again on this one here.
The Chick-fil-A cookies and cream.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, now you didn't copy me, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you did copy me. Yeah,
that was my number cream, two. You just didn't say Chick-fil-A
specifically. That's right. Yeah.
And then Sonic peanut butter and American Honey's cookie dough.
Yeah. So my number one was chocolate, cookies and cream. My dad, banana. Number four was the papaya. And number five was caramel or Neapolitan. But I'm shooting more for the caramel.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
That'd be good.
What are your favorite flavors? Send us your top five flavors. You know, give us a shout out, and we shout you out as well. But just send us an email to the Eclectic Corner Podcast at gmail.com.
Yes.
And then, like I said, we'll give you a shout out here as well. And then just give us your top five flavors.
Yes. And we probably won't mock you for them.
No, definitely not. Because, I mean, who are we to mock with our some? I mean, my I have some weird flavors, I guess.
That's right. So Ray definitely won't mock you for that.
I definitely won't. Definitely will not. All right. Coming up now, flavors of milkshake that do not exist, but we would like for them to exist.
That should maybe exist, we
could,
yes.
Or maybe we could do it, like, try it ourselves one day.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I mean, it shouldn't be that hard, right? Like, you just sort of blends ice cream with whatever.
Yeah. So like I brought up right now. Choco Taco.
Yeah, a Choco Taco milkshake would be really good.
The wafer taste of the crust of the
taco.
Taco. Then the vanilla and the chocolate in there. Oh, a little bit of caramel. Mm. Oof. That's a Choco Taco. You know, so what do you think about that one there?
I think that would be really good. Yeah, I mean, you have all the elements of a good milkshake. A really good theme. You've got the Choco Taco, chocolate and ice cream mixed with milk. Like, has to be good, right?
Has to be good.
But keeping on that same vein, potential milkshakes for Taco Bell to branch into, since they don't have anything.
Yeah.
Looking at you, Taco Bell, you could do the cinnamon twist milkshake. Yeah. Just a sugar cinnamon mixed into vanilla milkshake. Like,
that's it. Keep it simple.
That would be amazing.
Yes.
Or you could even step it up a notch and do the Cinnabon Delights.
With the cream.
In a milkshake. So the milkshake milk is like flavored like the cream filling.
And then the rest of it.
And then
the consistency would be like the dough.
Yeah.
Oh, and some of the sugar.
Yeah, the sugar cinnamon from the outside of the dough. Maybe like little pieces of the dough mixed in. Mm.
You're making me fatter.
I told Ray before we did this episode, we should really have shakes with us while we filmed it. And I think we might have to fix that afterwards. So.
Yeah, you might have to get some milkshake after the podcast, after tonight's show. Okay. One that I told you about last Wednesday that I love, my favorite cereal, is Cocoa Puffs. Mm. And I usually just go eating the cereal itself and I purposely leave the milk behind in the bowl.
Yeah.
And I just slurp up the milk or just spoon it up, you know, because I love the flavor of the Cocoa Puff milk taste left behind.
Yeah.
So if I could get a Cocoa Puff milk shake taste, that'd be amazing.
That would be really good.
I love it. I love that.
Yeah.
Gosh, I'll be in heaven.
Yes.
I'll be in heaven.
That
so,
would be
so God, when I pass away and I move into your kingdom and you have the place for me, ready for me, I want in my home a vending machine that makes Cocoa Puff milkshake.
But that somehow does not make me gain weight make me nutritionally deficient.
I mean, in heaven, I mean, we'll be perfect in heaven. So right. It's fine. It's okay. It's all good. So, yeah.
In heaven, your body can metabolize anything, as healthy.
Yes. Another one for you? No. You got any other ideas?
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah, after you pitched the Cocoa Puff thing, my wife and I talked about some potentially good flavors. Sticking to the cinnamon sugar thing.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Oof. Like 100%, back in the day when I ate cereal all the time, so like college, because it's cheap.
All day long, that's what you eat.
One of the best things to do is like you leave the cinnamon sugar milk after the cereal, and like you just drink that, and yes, it is so good.
Oh man, that sounds delicious.
Yeah,
that sounds delicious. Also, the spinoff to Cinnamon Toast Crunch, French Toast Crunch cereal. French Toast cereal.
There's a French Toast Crunch cereal.
You never have seen the French Toast cereal?
No. Seriously, have not had cereal since college. So,
what world have you been living in? What rock have you been under? Like, let me show you really quick. French Toast. It comes in a red box.
Okay.
Look at it. It had the same logo as the Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal.
Okay.
It's been out for years.
I totally missed it.
I mean, I was in high school when this came out.
Okay. I totally missed it.
Man. All right. So, the French Toast is also good.
That would be really good. One that we thought of potentially was Fruity Pebbles.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
That'd be really good.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I know I said Cocoa Puffs is my favorite cereal that's still around.
Mm.
But my favorite all-time cereal that was discontinued a few years ago, and I'm really highly upset and been upset about it.
I mean, if it was discontinued, you know it was good.
Rice Krispie Treats cereal.
Rice Krispie Treats cereal?
Yes.
So not Rice Krispie like cereal.
No, it's the same
Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah, the same cereal. Makers. It's just it came with like the sugar or like clumps of treats, like almost like the regular treat bar. You know what I'm saying? Just
okay. like the Krispies on marshmallow.
Yeah, but they're really broken down inside.
Hmm.
It was amazing. So if I could have a flavor of that with grinded Rice Krispie treats inside, that'd be amazing.
Okay, that would be good.
God, I am so upset because they remove that.
Yeah, I mean, that's always going to happen. You're going to get...
It's I don't know why I discontinued it. And the only place that had it was Walmart.
I mean, maybe that's a context clue. Like, if the only place willing to carry it because it is so bad for you is Walmart, then that's probably why it was discontinued. Because they're like, we probably shouldn't be selling this. Yeah, literally, Rice Krispies, treats, cereal.
Yes.
Actually, what... Have you ever had any of the cereal bars?
Like the one that had like the bar on top with the, like the little yogurt in the bottom, I think it is?
Yeah.
Those are so good.
They are good. Especially the Cinnamon Toast Crunch one.
Oh, yes. Yes, they are.
I don't know what they use in place of the milk. What, I guess you said yogurt. It must be like a super sugary yogurt, but it's tasty.
It's like a yogurt cream. It's really good stuff.
It does not hold you until lunch, and there's no way it is good for you, but...
It's just sugar, man.
They were tasty.
It's just sugar.
All right, so quick little tangent over. I think also Reese's Puffs would be a good cereal milkshake.
You know what? Reese's Puff, I had to be in the craving for that. I did like it, but I had to be like in a craving for that cereal. Frosted Flakes is another one that like had to be in craving for it as well.
Yeah, I'm not down with the Frosted Flakes. Mini Wheats also, not so much.
Nah. Smacks, I didn't really...
Yeah, Smacks, Kix, Pops.
Nah. Captain Crunch, no, either.
I like Captain Crunch.
Nah, not me.
Maybe like an Oops All Berry shake.
Oh, okay. That one was good.
Yeah.
The All Berry one was pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Fruit Loops, nope. Didn't care for Fruit Loops.
I could see Fruit Loops working, but it's kind of in the same vein as Fruity Pebbles. Like, it'd essentially be the same shake.
Okay. Let's think about some odd flavors.
Now, one my wife mentioned that I was on the fence about until she kind of explained what it was is Lucky Charms.
Okay. It's kind of the bland wheat.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So you have the cereal part. But she was saying if you let the marshmallows kind of melt down into the milk,
it
makes it like sweeter. Really good.
Okay.
So if you did a milkshake that was like that, the marshmallow milk, and then it would be like marshmallow pieces in it. That could be pretty good. Huh.
You know which one I want to try? And I saw it at Five Guys.
Hmm.
The bacon shake.
Oh, yeah.
They put a bacon strip inside?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Have you had chocolate-covered bacon?
No.
Oh, it is fantastic.
No. I've never had that.
It is so good.
I've had a donut with bacon on top and caramel and maple syrup.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Bacon or anything, just amazing, period.
Yeah, I mean, bacon is... there's whole comedy sketches about how amazing bacon is.
They say that bacon is aphrodisiac? I don't know how or why, but okay.
I'll accept it. I'll accept it as a fact. If it means I get to eat more bacon.
Yes, I don't care. Green bacon. Have you ever tried the $1 million bacon?
From First Watch?
Just from anywhere.
I have had it at First Watch. I don't know that I've had it anywhere else.
Oh, that's so good.
It's sweet. It's really good.
I just like sweet.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Actually, I guess it was a while ago now, but there was a point at which Chick-fil-A was doing a summer sandwich that had like a brown sugar bacon.
Oh, for real?
On it. Huh. It was like a barbecue grilled bacon chicken sandwich or something like that.
Hmm.
But like you literally, I happened to work at Chick-fil-A at the time, so we actually got to test the bacon before I
came out. Lucky you.
Yeah, but it's fantastic. They take the bacon, they toss it in a cinnamon sugar mix, and then they bake it onto the bacon.
What?
Yeah, like it's good. Wow. No way is it healthy, but really that's good.
I'm not promoting Dunkin' Donuts here because I don't care for Dunkin' Donuts.
Mm. Yep. No, but one thing, whole PSA is about Dunkin' Donuts.
But one thing I do that I do like about Dunkin' Donuts is their little bacon snack that you get. It's maple bacon.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
The snacking bacon?
Yes.
Yes.
They're so good.
I have actually had that, and it is pretty good.
That's pretty good. I'm not going to lie. That's pretty good.
Also,
but that's it, though.
I'm not going to lie. The munchkins are really good. Yeah, but, like, it's hard to screw up a donut hole, so.
Yeah. That's true. All right. Any other that came to your mind?
I'm trying to think of anything that's like...
just something out of this world.
Yeah, like, something like weird. What if you did like a sweet and spicy milkshake? Like a jalapeno pepper jelly.
I mean, they already have jalapeno milkshake. Ice creams. They have jalapeno drinks.
Yeah.
So why not milkshake?
I have had like a jalapeno jelly, and it's fantastic.
See?
So, yeah. Ooh, what if you did like a combo, like a jalapeno mint milkshake?
Hmm.
Something to like, so you have your spicy, but you also have like your cool, so you don't get overwhelmed.
Hmm.
Logistically, it sounds doable, but as I'm trying to imagine the flavors together, it does not seem good. So, I don't know. Anyone at home want to try that and then let us know how it goes?
Yeah, please let us know and send us a message through Instagram or Facebook, or just shoot us an email. Let us know how it goes. Hopefully, it doesn't give you the runs.
Not of the runs, but of you trying it and reacting.
Oh my gosh. The milkshake brings out the boys to the yard. That's our segment today, milkshakes.
I think that one brings all the boys to the bathroom.
Yes, it does. Especially for me. You know, that's funny that you bring it up, because when I was younger, I could just eat milkshake and just run around and do whatever, play around in the outside and whatever. As I got older,
you know, 25 plus.
Yes, exactly. Thank you for that. Seasoned, sure. I want to say. I said
blackened.
So as I got older, I've every time I have anything with milk, especially milkshake, because I love milkshake, I have to be at home.
Yeah.
At least for the next hour, hour and a half.
Yeah.
Because my stomach starts to hurt. Just in case. You know, so I stay home for the hour, hour and a half, just in case. And then after that, I go out, you know. So your body starts to change.
Mm.
Well, every 7 years, your cells and your body renew itself and they change. So,
yeah. I've heard that. So.
So maybe that's what's going on with me, you know. So, I don't know. Don't know about that.
So, 35 was my last 7 year change. So, 42.
I'm 41, so I'll be 42 this year. So, I guess this year I'll be changing something else. I don't know what it is.
I've got a minute before mine, thankfully.
I don't know what it is, but I'll be changing something. Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. What else do we have here, Chauncey?
Well, I guess, what are some of the most outlandish shake flavors you've heard of that people are doing?
Outlandish?
Yeah. I don't think we actually put it in our notes for tonight, but I know we did talk about it before.
Oh, there was one of the, like a gummy gummy shake, like a gummy bear shake.
Ooh, okay.
They had vanilla and they put gummies, and then they just topped it off with Nerds.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, cool, whatever.
I mean, that's someone's cup of tea. Have you guys ever put like gummies on ice cream, like at Menchie's or whatever?
No, no, I don't like candy.
Because like,
I don't like that kind of stuff.
I mean, I like Reese's cups and stuff.
But it's chocolate though, and peanut butter already in there. That's fine, you know, that's cool.
But there's something about the gummies, specifically with cold stuff, like they become so outrageously hard.
Yes.
There's no chewing them.
Nope.
And that's just ruins the whole ice cream experience, for me anyway.
Now, one thing that I did see, because there was a big old crave about always dipping your french fries in vanilla.
Oh, yeah.
So somebody did actually do them. French fry vanilla milkshake. They whipped it together.
Interesting.
Yes, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. I did try dipping the french fry. Actually, pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't bad. But I don't know if I could do a whole milkshake of just vanilla and greasy french fries.
Together. Yeah. salty potato chunks.
Yes, I don't know if I could do that.
I mean, maybe. Maybe. Ice cream is good with salt.
Yeah, it is.
So I get the whole idea.
It is.
Also, we did some, well, not we. My wife did some digging to see if she could find any weird milkshake flavors. And she found some references to one, no hard facts on it, where it comes from or whatever. But I guess at some point people were doing something called a McTeeny. So it's like a martini. But they were like grinding up the chicken nuggets from McDonald's and putting it on the rim of the glass. And then they took it a step further and, like, did a milkshake with the nugget dust on the rim.
Have you seen how chicken nuggets are made?
I have seen how McDonald's chicken nuggets are made.
That pink slime?
Yeah, so it's basically the chicken, like, ground super, super fine into, like, a paste.
It's every bit of the chicken, though.
Yeah.
It could be any part of the chicken.
Well, yeah, they got to be efficient about it. They're going to scrape every part of that bone super duper clean.
I can't do chicken nuggets. That's why
and
I can't do chicken
nuggets.
And they
fix the texture by grinding it so fine.
Mm-mm. Just can't.
Yeah, so the parts that would normally like be left over and scraped into like dog food and whatever, yeah, those
so
get into your chicken
nuggets.
So you're
double grinding it again in the milkshake.
Yeah. So it's ground into a paste, cooked to be solid, and then reground and put on the rim of your milkshake.
Yeah, I just can't.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it would appeal to me, but there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Also, apparently there's a buffalo chicken milkshake there somewhere.
Let's stop. That's it. let's stop this. That's just... Listen, I love mild buffalo sauce on a chicken wing.
Yeah.
That's fine. But mixed with milk?
I know. It doesn't sound good to me either. Milk and sugar, specifically.
That, to me, is like a serious case of the runs for a long, long time. And your outer part just being on fire.
Yeah. 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 Okay, so this is a tangent. But, like, do you ever go places and order, like, a buffalo something and it's just, like, hot sauce? It's not actually buffalo
sauce?
Yeah,
that just bothers, yeah.
That is so frustrating.
Yeah, because I'm not a big fan of hot sauce.
Right.
But I do like mild, you know, buffalo sauce. Right. That's fine.
So, you know? Guys, if you're restaurant owners or you know a restaurant owner, please, please, hot sauce does not make it buffalo.
Definitely not.
Buffalo is a specific type of sauce. So if you're going to label something buffalo, use buffalo sauce.
All right, so
otherwise,
question.
Just like do spicy.
It's a question.
Yes.
Would you rather have shake, a slushy, an Italian ice, or a gelato?
Okay, shake, so I'm picking one of
slushy.
The four, or I'm picking the three mixed together versus
no,
the last
one of the four, okay. Or you could put it from your least favorite to your most favorite, however, but.
Okay, shake, slushy, Italian ice, and gelato.
Yeah.
Probably milkshake number one. Gelato number two, Italian ice three, and slushy four.
Okay.
Unless it's like an outrageously hot day, and then maybe reverse
Pelicans.
That.
Have you had Pelicans?
I've not even heard of Pelicans. What is that?
Pelicans, there's like three of them here in town.
Oh, okay.
There's one right before going over the bridge into Bradenton, downtown Bradenton.
Okay.
There's one on Cortez, and there's another one, I think, further out west. I think on the island, I think it is.
Okay. I don't get to the island very much, and I do a different bridge than you're usually going into Bradenton, so...
Do you do the Green Bridge, which is the one further west?
I do the one right off of Haven.
Okay, so no. So, I didn't know. So whenever you go to church, either on Sunday or even Wednesday nights, go down, what is it, 64?
301.
301, there you go. All the way down past the Walmart, you know what Walmart here?
Yeah.
Past the Walmart. Don't go on the first bridge, go to the second bridge.
Okay.
Right before going to the second bridge, on the right-hand side, there's a 7-Eleven.
Okay.
The next block over from the 7-Eleven, right behind there, that's the Pelicans right there. It's amazing.
Okay.
They have over 120 flavors slushies.
So it's like right next to the marina, basically.
Two blocks further north of the marina.
Okay.
North, yeah.
Okay.
But it's amazing. So I, in between slushies and shakes for me, because it has to be in, like, in the mood for either one. So one or two, it could be. So 1A, 1B for me, and then gelato, and then Thai ice for me.
Okay.
I know. But yeah, like, Pelican is amazing. So Pelicans, if you're hearing this, hopefully you guys are hearing this. But if you're not hearing this, we're going to go out to your place, buy some of your slushies, and also promote ourselves on there too.
Yeah.
You know, so I rub your back, you rub my back. Scratch your back, you scratch my back, you know?
Yeah, we'll come get some of your stuff and bring both of our listeners.
Yep, exactly. There you go. But yeah, what else do we have, Chauncey? Do we have the history of the milkshakes?
I think we did look into that.
Yes, we do. I found it here. So it says here really quick. The term milkshake first appeared in print in 1885. And at that point, it referred to an adult drink containing eggs and whiskey. Interesting. Like, okay. But by the early 1900s, a milkshake had come to mean a drink made with ice cream and chocolate, strawberry, or vanilla syrup.
Yeah. So I guess originally it was more like an eggnog?
Yeah. Almost, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it's funny because it says contained eggs and whiskey. Where's the milk? Well, the milk...
Maybe it's just not mentioned.
Yeah, like maybe. Yeah, you're right. Duh. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
All right. It says here...
Actually, I did read ahead a little bit. The most interesting part of this to me is that the milkshake as we know it now was invented by a Walgreens employee.
By who?
A guy working at Walgreens.
That's awesome, man.
I was like, what?
That is awesome.
Yeah, you don't expect to hear Walgreens in your history stuff, but there it is.
Well, Walgreens did a lot of stuff back in the day, not just to pharmacy.
Interesting.
They had a lot of other stuff, and then... Do you remember Eckerd's? Now CVS?
Yeah.
So...
I mean, I'm familiar with CVS, obviously.
I think Eckerd's and Walgreens were partners, and they broke up. But I
do remember them being Eckerd's at one point.
Yeah. I think Eckerd and Walgreens were at one point partners, and they just broke up, and then they, you know... But...
Although I guess that ages me. So I remember hearing about them being Eckerd's at one point.
Yeah,
Eckerd's. I don't remember that.
But wow, I didn't know that the milkshake inventor was from Walgreens.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. So I guess, I mean, that's all we have for milkshakes today?
I mean, technically, yeah. Besides just going and getting one. But that's not really a show segment. That's just...
Yeah. Maybe when we get... live feed, we could be in a car with videos and cameras in the car getting some milkshake.
Dang.
That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
You know?
So if we could get sponsored by a camera company, that'd be fantastic.
That'd be great. Just like, have you seen, what's this guy's name? The one that hosts the night talk shows. And he does like the car ride-along, sing-along thing. I forgot his name now. But anyways.
Jimmy Fallon?
No, oh, Jim Fallon does it too, but there's another the other guy from England.
Okay.
But anyways, he does like a ride-along, and he gets like famous singers or actors or whatever to just sing with him, and he can sing pretty good too. And they drive around with cameras and stuff like that. Maybe you could do a podcast like that where we have, you know...
I've seen podcasters do
stuff
in their car.
Listen. See, this is why we hired the best producer, James Corden. Thank you, Alyssa.
Yeah.
James Corden, he does it. You know, so the drive along music stuff, he's good at it. He could sing, like I said, he could sing it too. So shout out to him. But we could do something like that in the car driving around. That'd be great. Doing shows, that'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just gotta keep it focused on the road.
Yeah.
You know, with the 10 and 2,
Yeah. I mean, that's the old one. I think they've updated it now. So it's like...
That's 11, dangerous.
It's 11 and 1 or something.
Well, yeah. That's pretty dangerous because the airbag is like...
Or is it... Is it 9 know. And 3 now?
Because if you were to crash, the airbag would deploy, break your arms.
Well, presumably, like, if you're crashing, you're going to let go of the steering wheel.
Also. But anyways, well, folks, that was our show.
Yes.
The milkshakes do bring everybody to the yard.
Yeah.
And into the bathroom, but they're good.
Not everyone to the bathroom, but some people to the bathroom. Especially if you are seasoned.
Seasoned. There you go. Yeah. Seasoned. There you go. I like it. I like it.
So that actually leads us into our PSA, and then we'll probably close it out.
Yeah.
If you are of the seasoned category, remember, when you're going to get your milkshakes, take some Lactaid beforehand.
I guess I start doing that.
I haven't tried it. I don't know if it works, but I hope it does. That seems to be their whole thing. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, guys, good night. And until the next time.
Yeah. Adios.
Hasta luego.